Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
By the way, a friend of ours just strolled into the studio from WGN Radio Sales, Kevin McDonough. Why are you in our studio?
Yeah, thanks for bringing me down here. I mean, this is the fun part of the radio station, not the cubicles and Excel spreadsheets I'm used to.
You have a gray sweatshirt on, and in green letters it says Pat Max Pack. You've talked to us about that before. Are you guys going to be able to do your stuff this year?
You know, it's changed. I mean, we're hoping we're going to do the bike ride, which I've talked to you about before.
You called in on the ride. You guys rode to, like, Indiana, didn't you?
Yeah, Michigan City, Indiana. Yeah, we do a 100K bike ride, and we typically do it in June, but this year we're going to push it back to September. And we're thinking maybe John Williams might be riding this year.
He might. Well, so before we get to what you're doing now, who is Pat Mack? What's this all about?
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, Pat Mack's Pack is a foundation that was started in 2014. It's to honor the life and memory of Patrick Thomas McNamara. He's was a special kid. Pat, unfortunately, was diagnosed with a brain tumor when he was 2 years old. He battled his whole life with brain tumors, but you know he was just, his spirit was unlike anyone else's, and it rallied a community and a city. And in 2014, we became a 501c3. And we're just on a mission. Our mission now is to, fight pediatric cancer through brain tumor research, as well as financially assisting families that are going through the nightmare that is childhood cancer.
Where's his family from?
Beverly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, because you're kind of a Southwest guy too, aren't you?
I live in Beverly as well, yeah.
So then what are you all doing?
So every March, for the past 8 years, we've done a big St. Patrick's Day party, where we pack a gymnasium down there. It's a fun event. It's a great fundraiser. Obviously, with the change of this year and the times, we're moving that to a virtual event. So if there's any listener out there thinking, it's a Friday night, you know, I'm stuck inside, I'm looking for something to do, I might have something for you. It's a Pat Elwood from WGN-TV is going to be our host MC.
Yeah.
And we got a whole lineup of fun activities scheduled. So the hilarious Pat McGann, who's from Beverly, he's a comedian. Might have saw him on Letterman and Colbert, and he's got a Netflix special out right now. The guy's hysterical. He's going to do a set for us.
Online?
Yeah, online. So it's just going to be like a Zoom event. So you need to pour a pint of beer, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Yeah. And I suppose people watch these things like this. They do sit and watch it like you would if you were in the audience and you'd paid your money and you sit at your table and you watch. Or maybe you're going around the kitchen cooking dinner or whatever and you're just watching it in the background. Just
put it on. Yeah, because we got some live Irish music, too. A couple bands that are going to be playing and get you in that St. Paddy's Day spirit.
How is it going? Is this a successful platform or idea for you all?
We're shocked. I mean, it's been super successful. I mean, it is unbelievable the generosity of people in this town. And you know, once we got the word out, I think people are excited for the event tonight. But you know, people just, they get behind what we're doing and they give.
And you don't have to rent a hall.
It's a little less of legwork. Now, I say that, but then I know Megan Curran, who's running the whole virtual events, listening too, and she's put a lot of time and effort into playing.
This is super easy, yeah, but I'm just wondering, maybe your profit margin is a little different. Your threshold is lower to hit your nut, right?
It is. And you know, the good thing about Pat Mack's Pack, and there's a lot of great causes and charities out there, but you know, we're 100% volunteer. There's no administrative costs. There's no...
What do you do with the money?
So it's kind of a dual purpose. We work closely with Lurie's Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And so we've come together since 2014. We're proud to say we've now donated over $1 million to Lurie's. And you know, we're proud to say that because a lot of it came in the way of,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
$20 here, $40
wow.
there, and you know, we're making a difference. And then the other side of it too, because Tom and Dee McNamara went through, I can't even fathom emotionally what that's like as a parent having a child that's sick with cancer. But you know, there is a financial toll on that, you know, with it too. And so I think it, you know, it's important to them to also have that leg of it where we, you know, we've helped close to 100 families, you know, just a little bit here and there to try to help them financially as they
defray their costs when they're traveling, all that stuff.
It's like focus on the health of your child. That should be your sole focus, and then that's where we step in to help.
So Lurie coordinates this to them, and they say, well, don't worry, we've got some funds that have been donated. We'll help you out.
Yeah, I mean, Lurie's kind of, it's amazing. Like, when you say, okay, I'm donating to pediatric brain tumor research, that's big, right? But we get the opportunity to go there and sit down with, like, a Dr. Stu Goldman, who was Pat's doctor, and he gives you examples, tangible examples of what your money is funding, and then you're seeing the progress.
Give me an example.
So, there's certain technology that again, it's very difficult for him, I think, to bring it to a level that we can understand because it's very scientific. But, when you leave a room, when he kind of breaks down of certain technology that he's excited about, the international medical community is excited about, and that hospital needs that technology, that, $100,000 towards the purchasing of that technology will make these strides and these changes, you walk out of there and you just want to do more. I mean, it's sometimes I think it's difficult to kind of say, okay, donate $20 for the event tonight. It's going to go to pediatric brain tumor right. research. But when you see it as a tangible example, you say, okay.
Or maybe if it's a family who had to stay at a hotel and it was $300 a night or blah, 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 and you said, don't worry, we'll cover that, or we'll cover a percentage of that, and then they relax and focus on their kid, that's got to make you feel good too.
That's exactly it, John. Yeah, it does, and it really does. But
okay, so how do I do this tonight?
So if you just go to patmaxpack.org, that's patmaxpack.org, you'll see a link to the virtual event, and there's still time to register. It's $20, and then you'll get a link sent back to you, and it starts at 7 p.m. It's going to go till probably about 8:30, 9 o'clock with all the activities, but it should be a fun night, and maybe you'll learn a little bit too.
I got an idea. If you don't want to listen to some Irish music and drink your beer and watch the comic, go to Pat Max Pack and make a donation.
We'll gladly accept that too.
Do I have to watch if I don't want to, or if I've got other plans?
You don't. You can go there now.
Can I save it? I wonder what the possibility is there.
Yeah, we'll have a link that we can provide for you to view back later for those that register. So, but yeah, please. And again, every dime goes to the fight. I can assure you that.
Dr. Arwood, he said, hey, everybody, don't go to big parties, and we're not going to be crashing bars. So let's all. Please, we did this last. The reason the city got shut down was because of St. Patrick's Day last year. So this year, let's stay at home. Let's minimize our contact and footprint. Let's go to patmaxpack.com.
.org.
PatMaxPack. And Mac is with a C. PatMaxPack.org. Make a $20 donation. And make sure that we get out sooner. And boy, what a great cause. What a good on you, sir. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.